Sitka is ideal for day hikes with epic views or island hopping from a skiff. It is also ideal for hypothermia. Here's Air Station Sitka Operations Officer Pete Melnick.
The weather can change so fast, and if you're not properly dressed, if you're not properly equipped, it's unforgiving. It will take your life.
Danger can strike close to home. Without dry and warm clothing, Don Kluding says even a run on the cross trail can quickly escalate into a life and death scenario.
You don't plan on anything happening, but you break a leg and now you're not able to move.
But enjoying the outdoors doesn't need to be risky, as long as you take some basic precautions.
Number one, file a trip plan.
Before you leave, let someone know the details of your trip, where you plan to go, and when you'll be back. Call search and rescue. Call the fire department. This is just one way to ensure rescuers can reach you sooner should plans go awry. Melnick recommends calling U.S. Coast Guard's multi-mission unit, Sector Juno, if you decide to deviate from your plan.
Number two, make sure that you have the appropriate equipment.
Most importantly, the right clothing. Choose a polypro or capillene base layer, something to wick away the moisture. Layer that with a breathable, waterproof shell. It also doesn't hurt to carry a survival pack containing a space blanket, garbage bag, flashlight, a whistle, and a signaling device. Melnick says a signaling device, or something that will pinpoint your location, like a VHF radio or personal locator beacon, is critical. A charged cell phone can also make a big difference. Kluding says that texts will often come through in areas where reception is spotty.
It prevents that spending hours searching in an area where you never were.
Both the fire hall and Sitka Mountain Rescue have equipment available that can supplement your survival pack. The fire hall has VHF radios available for loan, or you can pick up a personal locator beacon from Sitka Mountain Rescue. If you think that you or a family member might be facing an emergency rescue scenario, Melnick says it's better to call sooner rather than later.
Time is the enemy here. Once you get exposed, the clock starts ticking.
In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.